And he just had so much to share that was on his heart. And I'm still feeding off that. Almost two weeks later, that time was so sweet and so Spirit-led. And throughout the duration of our discussion together, he was talking about farming. And of course, me being the expert on farming that I am, my specialty, as you all know, I know all about farming, which is actually not true at all. But anyway, my attempt to kind of interact with him, to show interest and engagement, you know, I remarked on how much rain we'd been having. That's the sum total of my knowledge of farming, just to observe something about weather. Had no idea what I was talking about. I just mentioned that there had been a lot of rain, and I just wondered if that had some sort of negative impact on the crops. And I figured, you know, if there had been lots of rain, that the chances are the rain was going to drown the corn and was going to keep it from growing, and it would be all anemic and weak. And he said, you know, it's the impact of the rain is different than that. And he gave me this illustration that I found very helpful. He pointed to the couch in my office, and he said, imagine that you were sitting in that couch, and people were just bringing you everything that you needed. They were just serving you and bringing you food. You never had to get up. You could just sit there, and people would bring you everything you need. And what would happen over time? I mean, what would happen over time if that were the case, if I never had to get up for anything? A couch from the potato farmer's mouth himself. You would be a couch potato. And it's true. I'd be a couch potato. I would look like a potato, wouldn't I? You know, I'd be sitting there, I'd be getting all the stuff that I could ever imagine that I wanted or needed, and I would get, in his words, I think he used these words, fat and happy. Fat and happy. And he said, it's kind of like that with the corn. It's all this rain, it's taken in all that it needs, and it actually looks really good. It's fat and happy. But here's the problem. For me, sitting on that couch, getting fat and happy, what would happen to my legs? My legs would become very weak, wouldn't they? So while I would be looking like a potato, I wouldn't have the legs to support myself. I would be weak, unable to get up and move around. And it's kind of like that with the corn. Yeah, it looks great. It's getting all this water, it's getting all that it needs, all these, but it's not digging down into the soil. It's not putting roots down where they need to go. And he said, you know, we've been getting a lot of rain, but a time is coming when there's not going to be lots of rain. It's going to dry up. And what's going to happen to that corn at that time when it doesn't have those deep roots that it needs to be healthy? And so I couldn't help but, as I was listening to this, feel like, Lord, it's amazing to me how you plant, pun intended, these little lessons about life in nature. That just like the corn that needs those roots to be healthy and strong and firmly planted, we too need to have roots, don't we? We need to be deep in the Lord. And there's times in our lives, I feel like, where we just kind of run on autopilot. We experience the Lord's blessing. We have all that we think that we need. And we get on like this spiritual cruise control, just kind of living on yesterday's blessing. And what happens in those times is we're not digging those roots that we need in life, because like it or not, there's going to come a time where we need those roots to carry us through the weather and the storms of life. And if we're just fat and happy, we're not going to have what we need to withstand what we face in life. So really what we need, whether we like it or not, are those times of challenge. Those tough times that force us to our knees to dig those roots down into the Lord so that they can grow, so that we can be nourished and strengthened, so that in those tough times, He can shape us and form us into the people that He wants us to be. Now, we don't like those times very much, do we? We don't like times where we're stretched and where we're pressed and where we're pinned and where we're feeling the pressures of life in our circumstances. We don't like those things very much. And yet, what we learn from Scripture is that it is those times that the Lord uses to develop our character as disciples of Christ. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4 says this, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow, so let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. When was the last time that you looked at a difficult circumstance or challenge in your life as an opportunity? We tend to look at those things as distractions, don't we? Man, if I could just get past this really rough situation in my life, if I could just get past this distraction from my life in Christ, if I could just get past this or over this hurdle or to a time where it's calm, then I can enjoy being a Christian. And I'll be honest with you, I've had that mentality before where I was faced with a difficult circumstance and I felt like, boy, this is really deterring me from my life as a disciple of Christ. And I look beyond these huge distractions, these challenges, and I'm praying for that time when I can actually have peace from this storm. And Jesus comes to me, he says, no, I don't want you to look ahead to a time of peace past the storm. I want you to experience a peace now in the storm. The storms of life are the times where we get to, they're opportunities, where we get to dig deep into the Lord, where we let those circumstances become a chance for our faith to grow and to stretch and to become more healthy and full in the Lord. James says, when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow until you become that person of God that he wants you to be. So the life of faith is not one that looks beyond the storm to the peace that God offers, but it's a faith that finds peace amidst the storm of life. And the truth is, without a strong root system in the Lord, we're not going to be able to withstand those disasters that are coming our way, will we? We won't be able to stand up to them. So we need the Lord to use our present circumstances, our present situations, to cause our roots to grow deeply. And I believe that this church right now is facing an opportunity to plant roots deep in the Lord. Maybe deeper than they've ever been before. The situation that we find ourselves in is not a situation for despair. It's not a situation for discouragement. It is not an opportunity to be divided. It is not an opportunity to give up, but an opportunity to trust in Jesus, to find our life in him, to let him have his way in us. That is exactly what we've been praying for this past week, every moment of every waking hour of the day. And I know you've been praying in times when they weren't on that sheet. You've woken up in the middle of the night, and the Holy Spirit has told you to pray for something. That is him at work in this church. And he will continue to be at work in this church as long as we are open to his leading, as long as we let our circumstances not drive us away from him, but to him. And I believe that he has us exactly, exactly where he wants us right now. He wants us trusting in him. He doesn't want us living on yesterday's blessing. He wants us to focus on him now in the present and receive all from him that he has. You know, just as an individual's life has mountains and valleys, that's part of a person's life, isn't it? Every person in here has had ups and has had downs. And I think the same is true for a church. There's no steady upward trajectory all the time. There's times where you plateau. There's times where you dip. There's times where you rise back up. It's in the ups and downs of life, of a church, that the Lord uses opportunities to reorient ourselves around himself. To say, thank you, Jesus, for this chance to trust you in a deeper way than I ever have before. And I want myself and all of you to view this season in the life of this church as a chance to dig deep in him, to plant our roots deep, trust in him, draw life from him, draw direction from him. And as we do that, he's going to draw us closer to each other in the process. I've seen it happen this week. 2 weeks ago, I was very low. I was discouraged. I was scared. I was fearful. And the Lord spoke to me and said, no, I'm in charge. You're not in charge. I'm in charge. Trust me. And he was saying the same thing to other people, independent of me. And I found that the Lord is saying the same thing to you that he's saying to me. He is at work. And he's doing something beautiful in our midst. So as we go to the Lord in prayer for the remainder of this service, I want to encourage everyone here to do so with a grateful heart. We're grateful for all that he has done for us in the past. He's done so much. I mean, what is our church anthem here? We will remember. Is that the official church song of EMC? We will remember what? The works of your hand. the things that you have done. We will remember those things. And when times are hard, we'll look back to that and say, I know you were faithful then, and I know you're going to be faithful now. I trust you because of your goodness and your faithfulness to me. So go to him in prayer in the moments that remain with a grateful heart for all that he has done, but also a grateful heart for what he is doing now. He is at work now. And be grateful for all that he's going to do. I'm very hopeful, very optimistic about the future of EMC because God is in control and he is good and we can trust in him. Amen? Amen. So you'll notice that, I know you've noticed already throughout the week as you've been praying, and you'll notice as you look in your bulletin that we've structured this time of worship in the time of prayer throughout the week after the Lord's Prayer. And what I love about the Lord's Prayer, what I'm so thankful for that Jesus gave us, was this model, this pattern. And what you notice about the pattern is that before teaching his disciples to ask for a single thing, before we ask for daily bread or forgiveness of sins or for protection from the evil one, Jesus says, focus on God first. Focus on God. Before you pray for anything else, pray that the Father's name would be hallowed, that it would be honored as holy, that it would be lifted up in praise. Pray that the kingdom of God, his righteous rule in the hearts of men and women, would come to earth. Pray that his will would be done and not your own. Jesus always, always, always put heavenly things first. The Father was always at the center of his thought and desire. The Father's glory was his chief concern. And in every one of his circumstances, think of what Jesus went through. In every one of his circumstances, it was always, nevertheless, not my will, but yours. So we're going to follow his lead today. Our chief business as the people of God is to give glory to God, to put him first in our lives. We want his kingdom to come and his will to be done in us right here and right now. I want to read from Isaiah 55. Seek the Lord while you can find him. Call on him now while he is near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord that he might have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for he will forgive generously. My thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you could imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. The rain and snow come down from the heavens and stay on the ground to water the earth. They cause the grain to grow, producing seed for the farmer and bread for the hungry. It is the same with my word. I send it out, and it always produces fruit. It will accomplish all that I want it to, and it will prosper everywhere that I send it. So as we prepare to dive into this time of prayer, I'm going to invite the worship team to come now and lead us in the singing of that song, Build Your Kingdom Here. And this song is a prayer. It's a prayer. So as you sing it, let it be a prayer unto God in Jesus' name. Let's stand and sing this song together now.
Yes, Lord. Come sing.